Moncrief on News Talk.
Do you ever enter someone's house and were then asked to remove your shoes, or perhaps you're the one doing the asking? If you want to keep your floors and carpets pristine, is that fair enough or is it a bit much? The Irish Examiner columnist Jennifer Horgan has a few thoughts on this. Good afternoon, Jennifer.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Is it notion-y, do you think?
I'm afraid I think it is. I don't like being asked to take off my shoes. For loads of reasons. I find it uncomfortable. I'm a little bit short, so I like having a few inches. So there is a bit of a vanity involved. I don't like my feet. So in the summer, I don't want to take my sandals off. They're kind of, I've chosen sandals that expertly cover my hideous baby toe.
Okay.
So I'd rather keep it hidden. So yeah, when somebody asks me, it feels like a very bad start to what I thought was going to be a sort of a chilled social setting.
You wouldn't wear socks with the sandals. That's very hip nowadays.
I wouldn't. I think I'm a little bit past it. But like the thing is, if I knew in advance, so if somebody said to me, maybe sent me a message beforehand and said, we're a no shoe household, then I'd have an idea and I would plan accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. If they give you warning.
Is that okay?
That makes total sense. And especially if you've got sort of light colored carpets and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I do wonder why somebody would choose like a white carpet for downstairs. But look, each to their own, it's their home. They can obviously do what they want. But I suppose if you choose white carpet for downstairs where there's going to be people, you are making a choice that's going to involve asking people to remove their shoes. So like, I suppose people must just be very comfortable with asking.
Yeah.
I just don't think everybody enjoys being asked.
Yeah.
I just want to put that out there because I'm not sure that's being heard.
I got the sense from your column, though, that it was more than you didn't enjoy being asked, that you bristled at the request.
It's true. I'm softening it here. Yeah. No, I do. It bothers me. I'll be honest. Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah. Why does it?
Do you know what as well? It's just that like I grew up in the 80s and 90s and it would have been really strange for somebody then to ask you to take off your shoes. And I feel like now it's just suddenly become sort of normal. Like it's a cultural thing for us in Ireland. And I just don't know how and when that happened. I feel like I'm a little bit left behind.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but perhaps it's just become more of a habit for people to ask that because they want to keep their houses really clean for some reason.
I think so. I think because when I've asked people the reason, they'll say it's a hygiene thing. That needs to be noted, doesn't it? That like we're obviously more concerned with the hygiene of our homes. I don't know. It feels a little over the top for me.
Yeah. And they say it's a hygiene thing.
They do. Yeah. Just that, you know, particularly I find it's the kind of parents of small children will say things like, oh, you know, for the kids because they're on the floor a lot. That was just never something that was done, not only when I was younger, but when I had small kids, that wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
But it is increasingly a thing.
And have you been asked to do it even when there aren't carpets in the house? If it's just, you know, wooden floors, say?
Yeah, just wooden floors. It's just the norm, I think, for a lot of people now.
Yeah.
Like I lived abroad. I lived in Abu Dhabi for a number of years and it was completely a cultural thing there. So you knew that it was going to happen every time you went to somebody else's home and nobody wore their shoes indoors. So that was fine. I knew it was happening. But here it's not obviously really a cultural tradition here. It's not a religious thing here. So you just don't know what you're going into. And it's particularly bad if you go over at night and you're wearing heels and you've kind of got a whole outfit going on and then you're asked to take off your shoes. It feels like, for me, the social occasion is kind of deflated, you know? If I got all dressed up and it's like, oh no, now I'm 5 inches lower and not really.
If you have heels though, and the heels and wooden floors don't necessarily agree with each other that well, nor do heels and carpets. You could find yourself stuck in an unraveling half of it.
Well, yeah, that's never happened to me. But the wooden floors thing, I can kind of get the wooden floors thing. So if somebody said, look, we've just got new wooden floors, you know, just heads up, maybe don't wear like high heels. You know, you'd wear a wedge.
Hmm. Then again, if you're inviting somebody to your home, do you have to give instructions about what shoes to wear? It does seem a bit much, all right.
Yeah, but yet people feel it's fine to give those instructions at the door.
Yeah.
That's what I find kind of bizarre. You're actually ordering someone to remove a piece of their outfit, you know? It's kind of, to me, that's, I just don't know how people feel they can, to be honest. You know, I think I always thought like hospitality was about putting people at their ease, making them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I just think that's a really weird way to start. And that's why I'd like the forewarning. But like, if I was to receive that by text, I would be like, oh, okay. Like you'd have a certain impression, right, of the house you're going into, that maybe it won't be the most relaxed. And that's fine. But I just think people probably just need to be upfront about it.
Yeah. What about if they, you know, if you arrive in and they say, look, it's a, you know, we were looking after the carpets, blah, blah. So here's a pair of slippers to wear.
Yeah, no, that's a step way too far.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think that's way worse. Like, that's not a consolation prize. I don't want to put on somebody else's slippers. Do you think I'm strange to say that?
Yeah, well, I suppose not. If they were, you know, those kind of like ones that you get in hotels, they were inside a plastic bag. No one had worn them before.
But somebody taking slippers out of a plastic bag and giving them to you at the door.
along with a medical gown and a mask.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think then there's some hygiene. There's very high standards of hygiene that to me would suggest that maybe you shouldn't invite people around, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe you should go out and meet them out, and that's fine. Like, meet them in a public space.
Yeah, you're going to a bar and then there's a fella on the door saying, you can't wear those heels in here, you'll destroy the floor. You're not coming in.
Oh, no.
If somebody does invite you, though, and tells you in advance it's a no-shoes house, are you going to go see you later? Or how will you dress accordingly? And if so, what way?
I'd like to think I dress accordingly and I would turn up and, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt. But I'd be lying if I said there wouldn't be a bit of a thought, you know, in my head, like, OK, maybe these aren't, you know, not my kind of people, but like, we're obviously very different, I suppose.
Yeah.
And we make those judgments all the time, right? So, yeah, if somebody sent me that message, I would just be, OK, we're obviously very different. That might be fine. We might get on brilliantly, or this might be a signal that we're not a great match.
Yeah, indeed. OK, so anyone listening, if you're planning on inviting Jennifer Horgan to your home, you know now the criteria with which to extend that particular invitation. Jennifer, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for doing so.
Hi, that was, John. Take care.
Jennifer Horgan, the columnist with the Irish Examiner. John says, we had a Canadian visitor stay with us a few years ago. They automatically take off their shoes. They were aghast that we didn't, and wore our shoes around the house. They had a few other peculiarities around personal hygiene, but I won't go into that here. I think they left thinking we were barbarians. Someone else says, it's a middle class thing, removing your shoes, due to affluence in the middle class, the social climbing at its worst. Though somebody else says, I'm a tradesman, went to a house to do a job, was asked to take off my work boots and work in my socks. I was back in the van and away to the next job. I'd say they're still waiting to get the job done. If you come to our house, you can keep your shoes on from the door where you came in to where the tiles end. It's the wooden floors that we don't want scratched. There may be a pebble in your shoe. We would accept you checking that there's absolutely nothing scratching at the bottom of your sole, including a high heel. Aoife says, I've only been ever asked in a lady from China's home in the US, and she said it's customary in China to do that. For hygiene purposes, I wasn't insulted at all. Also, lots of people have severe allergies nowadays, so they prefer that visitors don't bring outdoor shoes indoors. It doesn't bother me being asked, even though I wouldn't ask or expect anyone to. Though Caroline says, it's hygiene, but it's also heels on wooden floors. I had 18 grand's worth of damage done to my floors by a woman in stilettos. People now come, are given slippers or foot covers and take their shoes off. End of. 18 grand's worth of damage. Was it just the one woman, or was it like a troop of stiletto-wearing women were doing dances around the bottom of your home? Mother of God.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.